Hi there. The word for you today is wait. In Psalm 40, verse 1, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a pit of despair. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. You know, waiting means trusting that God knows what he's doing, even when he doesn't give you all the details. Perhaps you're single and looking for somebody to share your life with. Maybe there's even a relationship at your fingertips. But you know it wouldn't be pleasing to God. It isn't the right person, because he or she doesn't share your values or your goals or your commitment to Christ. Maybe they're putting pressure on you to get involved sexually, even though you're not married. Sampling the product before you buy it may be the world's way, but you know it's not God's way. Still, you're tempted to think, I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to reach for whatever satisfaction I can get and worry about the consequences later. Don't do that. That's what Samson did. And he ended up losing everything that matters. He lost his sight, his strength, his reputation, his freedom, and ultimately his life. Hold out for God's best. Pray, Lord, I don't want to get involved in any relationship that I know would dishonor you, hurt me, and bring pain to the lives of others. You've said in your word that the plans you have for me are good. So, even though I sometimes feel nobody understands how hard it is, I'm going to trust you and wait patiently. If you pray that prayer in faith and wait for God to answer it, you won't be disappointed. Okay?